You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. The bears have had it their way today on the opening day of the trading week. Sensex has tanked over 500 points. Nifty has given up the 11,400 mark amid a weak rupee. These will be among the big headlines that we'll be discussing as we take a walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Massacre on Dalal Street as a sea of red took over Dalal Street today on Monday as sell-off in majority of sectors ensured that complete control was handed over to the bears. The Nifty managed to give up the 11,400 mark while the Sensex tanked over 500 points. Investors turned wary of escalating trade war tensions between the US and China as the US threatened another round of import tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. This rattled the Asian markets, which had a weak handover on India as well. Along with it, there was selling pressure visible in the Indian rupee as well, which opened a percent lower. The currency fell over a percent at 72.69 against the US dollar. Market voices believe that the government's steps announced over the weekend to contain the rupee's fall were inadequate, and that led to the downward move as well. There was all-round selling among all sectors, with maximum pain visible among pharmaceuticals, banks, automobile and metal names. IT stocks were the biggest gainers as investors cashed in on a depreciating rupee. As such, the start to the week's trading was a negative one, as Sensex declined over 200 points in the opening minutes. Subsequently, the sell-off intensified through the day and the last hour saw pressure among all sectoral indices, barring IT. Technology stocks were the sole gainers today in the market as the weak rupee boosted the sector. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 505.13 points or 1.33% to close at 37,585.51, while the Nifty was lower by 137.4 points or 1.19% down at 11,377.8. The market breadth was negative as 1,272 shares advanced against a decline of 1,448 shares, while 178 shares remained unchanged. TCS, Adani Ports, BPCL and HPCL were the top gainers, while Sun Pharma, Tata Motors and Bajaj Finance lost the most. As usual, next let's take stock of some stocks that made all the news today on Dalal Street. Shares of Dynamic Products surged 20% after the company received an environment clearance for its project in Bharuch. The company has received an environment clearance for its Unit 3 project located at plot number D331, GIDC Estate at Dahej in Bharuch. Share price of Rural Electrification Corporation, that is REC, rose 1% after foreign research house Deutsche Bank has maintained a buy rating on the stock with a target of 155 rupees per share. Shares of Redington fell 4.6% after the company board approved a buyback proposal of its equity shares. The board of directors of the company at its meeting held today approved a buyback proposal for purchase of its own fully paid equity shares of 2 rupees each, not exceeding 1,11,20,000 equity shares, which is 2.78% of the total paid-up equity capital of the company. Meanwhile, sweet news continued for sugar stocks, which continued their upward momentum on Monday today as well after the cabinet approved hike in ethanol price by up to 25% in the last week. Sugar stocks including Rana Sugar, Dhampur Sugar, Magadh Sugar, Bajaj Hindustan Sugar, Simbhauli Sugar, Dwarikesh Sugar, Uttam Sugar and Avadh Sugar are locked at 20% upper circuit. And shares of jewellery maker Titan Company dropped 2.1% and hit an intraday low of 816.8 after a media report suggested that import duty on gold could be increased. And finally, let's turn to markets like Dalal Street across the world. Markets in Asia were negative as investors were rattled by fresh dangers of additional tariffs on $200 billion worth of goods. The Kospi of Korea recovered slightly from its earlier losses. Meanwhile, European stocks have been lower Monday today as trade war concerns dominated queues on the market there as well. The pan-European Stock 600 edged down around 0.2% during mid-morning deals, with most sectors and major bursas in negative territory. Jayan Manglik, who is the president of Religare Broking, said in a statement, and I quote, "Markets are currently dancing to the global tunes and we do not see this changing anytime soon. We reiterate our consolidation view in Nifty with bias on the negative side as sustainability seems difficult at higher level. In fact, it may witness fresh fall if it fails to hold above 11,300. We advise maintaining balanced approach while trading stocks and keeping positions on both sides." Unquote. Well, it turns out it is another edition of the Manic Monday, just like the Monday we saw last week. And we just hope it's not going to be a terrible Tuesday either. But of course, keep you abreast of all that happens on Dalal Street tomorrow. We start things off with a morning walk down Dalal Street and some stock picks. And we'll give you a wrap up in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. In the meanwhile, there are plenty of podcasts to choose from to satiate your podcast curiosity. Until the next time we see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk. Thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.